This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 26, 2017. I'm David Knight, and as I said, as we're going to break, got some important news about the Second Amendment. This is a story that's on Infowars.com. It's originally from Breitbart. North Dakota says the Second Amendment is your concealed carry permit. And they're absolutely right. You must have a valid ID and notify law enforcement of the weapon during instances such as a traffic stop. But other than that, you don't need to get permission. See, it's a God-given right to protect yourself. And it's not given by the Constitution, even. The Constitution recognizes your God-given rights and the Bill of Rights, and then it has prohibitions throughout the Constitution so that the government can't take away those God-given rights. And the way they take them away is by turning them into privileges. Privileges. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they can do that. I remember when I had a business, when I first started my business, and I found that I had to get a privilege license. And I said, isn't that interesting? I have to get it's a privilege to start a business, but other people have a right to welfare. Isn't that interesting? It all is in the terminology, isn't it, folks? I talk about privilege. Of course, now, if you're white, you're privileged, and you've got to get special permission to even open your mouth from the leftists. But this is also important. This House bill, when it was put up, listen to the vote margins that they had there. In North Dakota, it passed the House by 83-9 to say that the Constitution is your concealed carry permit, Second Amendment. That passed by 83-9 in the House. It passed by 34-13 in the Senate. So it was nearly unanimous in the House, and it was almost 3-1 in the Senate. That's great news, folks. Great news. And I think it's a pattern that we need to see happening elsewhere, not just on the Second Amendment, but on all of our freedoms. I think we need to take our freedoms back at the state level. You're not going to have somebody in Washington give that up. It's Washington that's taking them. It's Washington, and it's the swamp that's not only draining your pocketbook, but the swamp is draining your freedoms, draining your liberty. So you're not going to have them give this up. You're going to take it back state by state, by exercising the Constitution, exercising your sovereignty. And Washington is basically gone. You've got to forget it, folks. You've got as I pointed out before, the Congress has abdicated its authority to make laws to the bureaucracy. All they do is create a new bureaucracy, or they create a sweeping bank reform from Dodd and Frank and turn this over to some newly created institution. And they will go in and create all the rules and regulations and laws, and they will assess fines and penalties against you. And all the protections of the Bill of Rights will not apply. The presumption of innocence does not apply to their regulatory law. The idea that you're going to have a trial before they assess a penalty, that doesn't apply. They say that it is a civil action, and they can take from you immediately whatever they wish. You have to prove that you're innocent. You have to sue them to get your property back. And the prohibition against excessive fines, they say, well, that doesn't apply either because this is civil, not criminal. And that's what they do with the war on drugs, the civil asset forfeiture. So the way we're going to take this stuff back is state by state, issue by issue. It has to be done at the state level. And this situation in North Dakota is exactly the way it has to happen. Now, coming up next, we're going to have Alex Jones. This is going to be his exclusive response to the firestorm concerning this Pizzagate statement that he made on Friday. He'll be right back with the rest of the story. Stay with us.
Non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
On Friday, I issued a statement on Infowars.com, but also broadcast on my daily show, basically clarifying my position concerning what has become known as the Pizzagate controversy, and apologizing to James Alifanis of Comet Ping Pong Pizza in D.C. Now, why did I do that? Because I am preparing to go on the offense against real child traffickers and those abusing children. And because, going back to December 1st of last year, I have told my crew at InfoWars that I believed this to be a manufactured controversy by MSM to discredit those researching and exposing the epidemic across the world of powerful elites and others abusing and exploiting children. So please take notes and research for yourself the bombshell information I'm about to cover. In early November of 2016, we began to get exclusive information from law enforcement giving us tips into open source areas to research. And it dealt with the Clintons and with prominent members of the Democratic Party, admittedly, going to Aleister Crowley events and the bizarre information inside the WikiLeaks emails. We didn't know exactly what to make of it. But our law enforcement sources in New York and New Jersey said, watch, Anthony Weiner is going to be investigated for child porn on his phone and contacting minors. We were the first to report that because we had sources. But before we could get all that information looked at, suddenly people on online message boards and forums began to get distracted to a pizza place in D.C., then MSNBC, CNN, you name it, the Washington Post, New York Times, they focused on Comet Ping Pong because there had been code words in New York concerning pizza that law enforcement was saying was connected to possible child pornography and trafficking. That was separate. So MSM began to focus on a pizza place that did have some prominent Democrats going to it. What we now know was an attempt to distract everyone onto the probably completely innocent pizza place away from the bombshell information unfolding in New York and other areas. So as soon as I began to figure that out, long before I was attacked in MSM for covering it, long before Mr. Alifanis sent me a letter just a month ago saying he'd like me to retract, I clicked to it. Why was everybody focusing on this pizza place and not on all the incredible bombshells we saw happening in New York, Hawaii, California, you name it? So to be clear, The reason I put this letter out to Mr. Alifanis is because I believe he and his employees are innocent people and have been sucked into this, just like I've been sucked into it. And if MSM would just be honest, they could track back and see this for themselves. But regardless, I did this because it's the right thing to do. Just like by December 1st, I clicked to what was going on and have been proven right yet again. So let's walk through the atmosphere and the news that we were looking at in November and December and why there was so much hysteria concerning what was happening in the Washington, D.C. area. In early December, I distanced myself, my crew, and InfoWars.com from the entire Pizzagate narrative because I realized it was distracting from hardcore, confirmed news reports of children being abused and sexually assaulted on a mass scale. I distanced myself from it because it was clearly a contrived distraction from the real crimes taking place. Less than a day and a half after putting out my clarification slash retraction, thousands of publications, hundreds of TV stations, and major networks have picked up my retraction, many of them twisting it. It'll be interesting to see if, in the interest of children, they actually report now on what we're about to break down. Here's a headline out of Town Hall. Why the MSM is ignoring Trump's sex trafficking bust that are massive. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. But first, let's look at some of the things that have happened in just the last few years of why, when we saw the Podesta emails come out in New York, and when law enforcement was telling us they were investigating it for code words and connection to child abuse, very, very serious alleged child abuse, that we took it so seriously. Here's some of the headlines with people associated with the Clintons. Jeffrey Epstein. The billionaire pedophile convicted with links to Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Robert Maxwell, and Prince Andrew. And there's more coming up. The sex slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. That's who Bill Clinton and others are flying around with, going to this pedophile island. All this is happening. It ties into the same usual suspects. We've got Savelle in England, again tied to the royal family, and all the massive admitted sex abuse going on there, including Satanism, Aleister Crowley stuff. We've got Laura Silsby, who works for the, or did work for the Clinton Foundation, convicted of smuggling out children from Haiti, and that ties into all the news headlines we're seeing right now about all the missing kids in D.C. That's why people are so concerned. Of course, remember, in the WikiLeaks, spirit cooking. Clinton campaign chairman practices bizarre occult ritual that the high priestess admits is Aleister Crowley black magic, using blood, semen, breast milk, you name it. And this is the type of stuff that was going on in New York with Podesta in the emails, Anthony Weiner connected to it, Uma Abedin, you name it. Law enforcement begs the world, read Hillary's emails to find child rape evidence. Kit Daniels, November 5th, before it was anywhere that Weiner was being investigated for sexting underage people or child porn. That's in the article from our law enforcement sources talking about Anthony Weiner. So this is the climate. This is the climate. With the WikiLeaks, with the information, with all this coming out, with Downing Street and Scotland Yard saying national pedophile scandal at the highest levels of government may bring down the whole country, a giant pedophile network's in control. We're reading this in major newspapers, then seeing it in WikiLeaks and trying to investigate it. Police launched criminal investigation into MP's child sex ring. Jimmy Savelle was part of Satanic Ring. Children dying, sex with dead children, satanic rituals, royal family, mainstream news, folks. Then Trump gets in, just as we've been told by law enforcement, he was planning to go after him. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued in bondage during statewide human trafficking operation. That was February 1st. We told you those busts were coming. So now you know. I'm not going to let the media, because some internet trolls focused on some pizza place, distract serious investigations away from what's really happening and give real networks the cover they're looking for to demonize the idea that any children are being exploited, that any children are being kidnapped, that any children are being raped, that any children are being killed, when we know this has come out tens of thousands of times. And that's what the media has done now. I see them ridiculing people claiming the Catholic Church has abused or raped kids or covered it up. I'm now hearing, forget what happened with Penn State and Sandusky and now his son being arrested. I'm hearing just it doesn't exist. The exploitation of children is a conspiracy theory, while NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, has been accepted by the UN as an NGO, and now leftist groups, even Salon, are pushing, saying legalize pedophilia. The very groups that criticize us and say it doesn't exist. Now you begin to see exactly why early on I clicked weeks into it exactly what was happening. Look at these headlines. After exposure of pedophiles, BBC Star Probe widens the UK Parliament. Missing black girls in D.C. sparks outrage, prompts calls for federal help. The police say black girls are getting grabbed off the street. But a week later, the news says, conspiracy theory, they all ran away. Well, let's say most of them ran away. What happened to all the others? But they always say it's a runaway, don't they? Again, to be clear, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this. You've just got to pull back and look at all the evidence and everything that's happening to see how clear it is. And by late November, I was already telling Krug, this is a honeypot, it's a distraction from all the real admitted stuff with Haiti and Epstein and the Clintons and the UN and people working with them.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, to be clear, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this. You just got to pull back and look at all the evidence and everything that's happening to see how clear it is. And by late November, I was already telling crew, this is a honeypot. It's a distraction from all the real admitted stuff with Haiti and Epstein and the Clintons and the UN and people working for the foundation being convicted of child trafficking. And then, boom, sure enough, by the middle of December, after I'd already completely distanced ourselves from this and had been the first in the alternative news community to say this is wrong, this Comet ping pong thing is a distraction, we got singled out by Megyn Kelly on Fox News, NPR, you name it, by editing clips of where I was saying to our audience, I don't know about sex rings, I don't know about Hillary actually being involved in that, but funding Libya, funding the Syria invasion, killed hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of kids, and even top lawyers say she's a war criminal and bragged about all the things she did in Libya, and Madeleine Albright and the 500,000 dead kids. So right there isn't just child abuse, it's child murder.
Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation.
InfoWars' Alex Jones, a far-right web host, posted a YouTube video seen almost 500,000 times.
When I think about all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her.
So you just saw it for yourself. We clearly were talking about Libya and Syria, but they think you're so stupid, they took it and broadcast it again, saying that I was saying Hillary was torturing people in the bottom of the D.C. pizza place. Now, that makes me look bad. That makes people in the street mad at me. And also, a lot of folks don't trust MSM, so they use my credibility twisted on Fox News, on NPR, and a bunch of other channels to have me say that it was literally happening when I didn't, to then actually create more hysteria and send more people to go to Comet Ping Pong. See how that works? They edit what I say, rebroadcast it, then the controversy only gets worse, and they blame me in the independent press, and then call for censorship and the shutdown of our free society. Now, of the hundreds of publications that openly lied and said that I said that Hillary was torturing people in the bottom of a non-existent basement, only the Washington Post, as bad as they are, told the truth. Now, they quoted me out of context and said that I said Hillary was killing kids, but then they said he later tied it back to Syria. No, I did it in the same one-minute clip you've already seen. That's why they always only put audio up on screen and not video, because it looks so edited if they actually show the chopped up clip. But the story where the Washington Post got it right was Pizzagate, from rumor to hashtag to gunfire in D.C. But in this, they admit that I was talking about Syria, not D.C. And that's why the public doesn't trust establishment media. They distort. Not only did Megyn Kelly and others take out of context what I was saying about Hillary and her war crimes, they then also covered up the fact that I was exposing admitted war crimes, where Madeleine Albright admitted that 500,000 Iraqi children died under her, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's sanctions, that was okay.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
And, of course, Hillary making jokes about what happened with the massive deaths that took place when she launched that entire operation that created a failed state in Libya.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
So if they don't care about all these kids being enslaved by ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they don't care about them being killed, then how do you think they don't care about kids in Haiti or other places? This illustrates how cold-blooded these people are. In closing, my entire system, my entire economy is about being genuine and telling the truth. I said there were no WNDs in Iraq in 2003. I told you Donald Trump was going to win the election and the polls were fake. I told you that household appliances were having spy systems put into them 15 years ago because I had the schematics. It's now on the news. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting edge. We're trailblazers at InfoWars. And my whole world is about telling the truth and being honest and having integrity. And that's why when I saw us being sucked in to MSM, picking up the most obscure rumors online and magnifying it, and I saw us then reporting on it, I had everything we'd put up removed because I didn't want to add fuel to the fire. And I went on TV and the radio in early December, and I told our listeners it was a distraction. But, of course, MSM is still out there lying, claiming that I just retracted all of this because Alifana sent me a letter. No, I openly, officially retracted and apologized because that's a way of clearly cutting off the lies, saying that I'm promoting this damn thing when since December 1st I've been publicly against it. And I can sleep good at night knowing that all of that will come out when there's a true investigation or if there's any court action. I stand on the truth and nothing more. And I'm not going to let the exploiters of children, like Mr. Epstein and Bill Clinton, who's clearly involved, and others, sit there and distract and divert to a lower politico who I believe they've been using all along, just like they've been using me. And that's why I'm angry, and that's why I'm speaking out, and that's why I'm telling the truth about what happened. To some of our viewers and others, the abuse of children and exploitation and their sexual abuse is very serious. So when you go with half-baked conspiracies and when you run around and say that I'm covering all this up because I'm trying to actually go for the truth, you add to the hysteria and you create a smokescreen that distracts from the real bona fide meat and potatoes issues that we can prove. And then that gives political cover to the real child abusers that are there. That said, though, we're going to start making a major concerted professional focus on the exploitation of children, sex trafficking, and more. We've always done it, but now we have a true duty to make this our focus to go after the real research and the real court cases and the real admissions that are there. So to all the pedophiles and all the scum and all the controllers out there who think that they're going to use these distractions and these mainstream media lies to have a smokescreen to abuse children, InfoWars is going on the offensive against the organizations that are known and documented, like the United Nations and others, to be involved in this. And I want to ask our viewers and listeners to understand it is now more important than ever that you go out and continue your important research. Keep your eyes and ears open. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWars.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Sunday, March 26, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Uber, and we're going to talk about the surveillance state, because that's the background of this, folks. That and Agenda 21. That's what this is all about. And, of course, it was just this accident with Uber. But before we do, I'm just looking at the screen here. The Drudge Report's got the top of it. Trump court Democrats and is now opening the door to them. Well, why not? Because, of course, he worked with the establishment GOP and Paul Ryan, who is on the same track as the Democrats, driving the Titanic health care into the iceberg as they come out and say, we're going to rearrange a few of the deck chairs here. Don't worry. We're going to rearrange some deck chairs. Well, we don't even know if they're going to do that. But look, as I said before, and we've got somebody from the House Freedom Caucus has now abandoned it. We have Congressman Poe is now out of the House Freedom Caucus because the heat has gotten too much for him. You know, we don't need sunshine patriots like Poe. We need some winter soldiers who will declare their intention. Every time I criticize something like this, which I think is a bad strategy, a bad tactic, I think Trump's goal is still get rid of Obamacare, but I think the tactic and the strategy was bad. I think he allied himself with the wrong people. He shouldn't have allied himself with Paul Ryan. He should have allied himself with the House Freedom Caucus and people who really understood what the issue was here. Every time I say that, I hear people say, well, he's playing four-dimensional chess. Maybe. I would like to see somebody that is honestly going to declare the principles and the intentions and is going to sign really large their John Hancock in defiance of these kings and dictators instead of enthroning somebody like a health and human secretary to sit there and decide for us what our health care is going to be. That's what Obamacare did. Along with the mandates of what you have to buy, along with the taxes that they imposed on you, they established a king with HHS to tell you what your health care is going to be. That needs to be repealed. That has to be taken off. You cannot have that. You can't use that as an instrument of reform. Reform begins by getting rid of the king of health care, the health czar. Get rid of that office. Nobody should have that kind of power. That's why you shouldn't have a Department of Education. Look at what it's done to us. We've got to fight with it all the time now about Common Core. That'll never end. About tranny bathrooms. About every kind. And what has happened to the quality of our education? Same thing's going to happen to our quality of our health care, the cost of our health care, the cost of our education. The Department of Education was created by Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan campaigned on getting rid of it. Instead, he grew it. He grew it. And this is a giant monster that has taken over our society, our education, our budgets, and the same thing is going to be happening with health care. You're not going to fix this by having a czar come in and take away certain things and turn them over to others. It's just fundamentally wrong. And to come in and say, well, I'm going to throw the people who stood on principle under the bus, and now I'm going to ally myself with the Democrats, that is moving in the wrong direction, folks. I'm sorry. Sorry, but that is moving in the wrong direction. Before we go back to what's happening with the self-driving cars, I just want to point out to you that we now have back in stock Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. That's now back in stock. I pointed out that we have Brain Force Plus at 25% off. Those are my two favorite products because of both of them. I can really immediately feel the difference. I know certain supplements. I can look up selenium. I know that that is something that a lot of studies have shown that helps your health. It helps to, they've got epidemiological studies that show that people take selenium, have lower incidence of certain types of diseases and so forth. And so you take things like that, those supplements that you know are good for you because you've done the research, but you're not going to feel anything. But I feel something when I take Brain Force. I can feel it working on me in a good way. And I feel in a good way the fluoride-free toothpaste. It freshens your mouth. The Brain Force Plus freshens your brain. And it's very important for you to have a toothpaste that is going to fight bacteria, gum disease, because that leads to heart disease. It's very serious. And you want to keep your mind sharp as well. But so both of those products, now we have the toothpaste back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Brain Force Plus at 25% off. And, of course, the toothpaste has iodine, nanosilver, peppermint oil. That's one of the reasons why it fights bacteria that cause gum disease that then causes heart disease. Also, we have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStar.com. That is for a limited time. And again, that is all made in the U.S. with non-GMO ingredients, packaging that has a shelf life of 25 years and is resealable once you open it up for a short period of time. You can reuse that, reseal it, keep it fresh. Now is a good time to stock up. You never know what's going to happen to food prices, or just be prepared for any kind of emergency. It could be a weather emergency. It could be an economic emergency. It could be any kind of emergency. It's great to have that there in terms of evening out your health, food costs as well. So take a look at that. And one last item here, and that is if you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, you can sign up for our free newsletter. And you will get specials on a daily basis, as well as the information that we have here, unblocked, uncensored. They won't redirect the links, as we see happening with some of these things occasionally. None of that stuff that is being, none of those games that are being played by Facebook, by Google, be played with that. We can directly communicate with you. It's a great way to stay in touch with us. That is free. And you'll also see specials in every newsletter as we put that out. So go there and sign up for that free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. Real quickly, this picture that was on the top of Drudge yesterday, the Uber car that was laying on its side, the other car that was damaged, we now know that the Uber vehicle was not responsible for the incident. The Tempe police have said that another car failed to yield for the Uber car. Okay, well, in spite of that, Uber is suspending a self-driving car program after that high-impact crash. Now, there's reasons for that, folks. First of all, they want to tell us that it wasn't their problem. But I've taught my children how to drive, and one of the things I tell them is don't ever trust on having the right-of-way. You always want to be wise and measure what other drivers are doing, because you can wind up being dead right. And so to say that it wasn't completely responsible, yes, okay, fine. Maybe it wasn't, but you can always drive defensively. Now, they say that there was another person behind the wheel, and that's good, because we know from Uber's own data that came out on March 16th, Recode got some documents from Uber. And this should be scandalous, like the Snowden documents or like Vault 7 that was released by WikiLeaks. But nobody has really reported on this much. There's been a little bit of coverage of it in the technology press, a little bit in the automotive press. But for the most part, people have not talked about what's really going on with Uber. Now, if you think that the Uber cars are great, I want you to hear this. Although Uber cars are steadily increasing the number of miles that are driven autonomously, the combination of how many times drivers have to take over and how smoothly the car drives is not showing much progress. They call these things disengagement. So when the software can't handle it and the driver has to take over, that's called a disengagement. Now, it can be kind of minor or it can be very serious. This is an article, again, from Recode. They got these documents. They obtained these documents. These were documents that were circulated throughout Uber's self-driving group. Now, here's the bottom line, folks. During the week ending March 8th, which is the week before they got these documents, the 43 active cars on the road with Uber as self-driving cars only drove an average of close to 0.8 miles before the human driver had to take over for one reason or another. You understand? They can't drive a mile without human intervention. Now, when you look at something that is very serious, and interesting, before I move on from that, this is the decline from earlier in the year. The end of January, that rate was 0.9 miles that the human would have to take over for the artificial intelligence. You want to call it a headless Uber? It's a mindless Uber. It's a mindless Uber. So they can't even drive a mile without having the driver take over. Now, when you look at something else like a critical intervention, that's defined as the human driver. They call it the safety driver. Yeah, okay. The human driver had to take over to avoid harmful events that would result in hitting a pedestrian or causing damage of $5,000 in property that they estimate. Well, how often did they have to do that? Remember, they couldn't even drive a mile without the human driver taking over. Well, they were saying that it was between 100 and 200 miles that they would have a catastrophic accident, like $5,000 in damage or killing a pedestrian. Is that acceptable? Is that better than a drunk driver? I don't think so. And yet you've got Wired magazine coming out and saying, well, this is a reminder of why we can't have human drivers, because the human driver was at fault in Tempe, Arizona. They will always be shills for the surveillance.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides,
bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to close out this show with some excerpts from an interview that Alex Jones had with one of the heroes of Benghazi, one of the survivors. Of course, if you've seen the movie 13 Hours, you know about this gentleman. But it's a very good interview. I wanted you to hear the beginning of this, and of course, for the full interview, you'll find on Alex Jones's YouTube channel. But I wanted to get this to our Sunday audience because it's a bit different audience. So without any further delay, here's excerpts from Alex Jones's interview with a Benghazi hero.
I'll take a couple buddies and we'll go grab them and bring them into you. President Trump, just give us the word. But it needs to happen. It does need to happen. And I am in total agreement with you. You got to cut the head off of a snake and watch it die. And I think right now that's the head right there is George Soros. It'd be really ridiculous at this point for them to try to start. There's some civil war going on. But you've got guys like myself. You've got plenty of contractors out there that are back home now. Plenty of people like myself that are patriots that aren't going to stand aside and let some coup, if you want to call it that, take over. And again, so I see it as a lot of BS, a lot of just a tough talk at this point in time. But if it comes to this, not going to be tough talk, believe me, people like myself will stand up and we'll be coming right back at you. So I just warn them, don't. Just stop that BS and put a cork in it right now before it really ends up getting to something that they really don't want to get into.
There's so much to talk about. The point is there's a lot of special interests think this country belongs to them. They've overrun it. They've taken control of it. But the good news is the sleeping giant that is America of every race, color, and creed, we're all Americans. We bleed red blood. We're one race on this planet are waking up to it, and it's a beautiful thing. Michael Moore came out again yesterday and said we need a civil emergency and to overthrow President Trump. You see it all over the news. Kill him. Have martial law. Rosie O'Donnell. You have the former deputy head of the Defense Department in the news going to the Pentagon trying to shop the idea of the military overthrowing the president. That's so illegal, folks, that it makes my head spin. And it's a bunch of foreign interests. The communist Chinese coming in to help censor Facebook. You cannot make this up. So I just talked to some military guys I know who happen to know Chris Tonto Peronto, of course, one of the big heroes and survivors of what happened in Benghazi. And, of course, lionized properly so in the new film 13 Hours. It's a big hit and so amazing. To ask, what do you think we should do? Well, say we support the president and talk about if they're calling for military operations against the president. We're not calling for anything offensive, but we should start a discussion about the left thinking and Soros doubling the amount of money to these groups to kill cops and burn down cities.
Yeah.
They're planning something. So, Chris, we're going to skip this break so you have more time. Thank you for joining us and coming on.
Sure.
Obviously, everything you've done. Chris, TontoPeronto.com. I've kind of set the table the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
I think right now it's just a lot of lib talk. It'd be really ridiculous at this point for them to try to start. There's some civil war going on. But you've got guys like myself. You've got plenty of contractors out there that are back home now. Plenty of people like myself that are patriots that aren't going to stand aside and let some coup, if you want to call it that, take over. And also just the strength in numbers. And I'll give it to you, Libs. You want to come out, you better be 100 of you against one of me because that's what it's going to take. And there are a lot of me's out there. So I don't think it's realistic. I think, again, it's a lot of threats, and the Libs do that. They are a lot of talk. But when action comes and it comes to actually picking up a gun and doing something, I think if they were more inclined to protect this country, you'd probably see more of them joining the military, joining the law enforcement. And I see it as a lot of BS, a lot of just a tough talk at this point in time. But if it comes to this, not going to be tough talk, believe me, people like myself will stand up and we'll be coming right back at you. So I just warn them, don't. Just stop that BS and put a cork in it right now before it really ends up getting to something that they really don't want to get into.
Well, Chris, that's exactly why, as this rhetoric heated up, I wanted to get you on, because you're somebody with just a few other guys. Of course, some of them died, unfortunately.
Yes,
took
sir.
On hundreds and hundreds of people in two different major battle scenes under 13 hours of an admitted stand down. You need to just have the physical courage, and one of the most amazing Alamos where some people actually made it out, or 300 where a few people actually made it. So, I mean, it's beyond that. You actually survived at a 300-type scenario of it where it was just 6 against 300 or 500. But looking at this, that's why I wanted to get you to talk about this as an expert on it, because they seem confident. And I agree, it's a lot of talk, but they're really trying to organize it. And I understand Trump's resistance to standing up to this because it'll make him look like a fascist. But when they're openly calling for his death everywhere and my death and everybody else, and it's just horrible. At a certain point, it becomes dereliction of duty if somebody doesn't get indicted, if somebody doesn't get in trouble. When Bow Wow, says, I want to kidnap and rape and enslave the first lady, or when his uncle comes out Snoop Dogg and says, I want to kill Trump and put some music video out. We know he's a coward, won't do it, but he's trying to activate other mentally ill people. So that's why I'm so concerned.
That's true. And you have a good point there. And in the past, if you did that, then the Secret Service would be knocking at your door and possibly you'd be going to prison. I think that needs to happen. I think it needs to return. There does need to be an example set, whether it be Snoop Dogg or somebody else out there where you're going to say you're going to kill the president. That's a threat. That is a terroristic threat at this point. And the Secret Service, FBI, local law enforcement, somebody needs to be knocking on the doors and pulling these guys in handcuffs. And honestly, if it is a star, and I hate to use the word Hollywood star, but if that's what you want to call yourselves, the stars, you know, TMZ needs to be there, too, to make an example out of you. An example needs to be made. And I don't have the problem if Trump decided to do that. He shouldn't be called a fascist. That's the law. You don't threaten to kill the president of the United States. You don't do that. In the past, you've never done it. If you do it, there are repercussions to it. And I think he does at this point in time, or somebody within the Jeff Sessions, somebody within the DOJ needs to take this upon themselves and go ahead and do the right thing and arrest somebody, make an example out of somebody and make it a public example. And, you know, if we'll see what happens, but you can't keep letting it go. You're correct. You've got to lance that blister eventually. If not, it's going to get infected. You got to do it. And if you don't, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So I do agree. I do agree at this point with the threats to the president. But again, do I think that they're going to come out and actually start an all out war, a civil war in the United States of America? They'd be well earned to not do that.
I totally agree with what you're saying about the battle space. We have the right. We're Americans. 99% of the patriots are, you know, obviously with the president. He's executing. Yeah. Like no president ever seen on his promises. Yeah. It's almost unbelievable. Yeah. It's so good. And so it'd be one thing if he was like selling us out to foreign powers or something. And that brings us to the next point. What do you make of now Nunes coming out and saying, no, they were surveilling him basically illegally. The surveillance was legal because it was overseas, but they were using it domestically, the Democratic Party, during the transition. And then this claim that he's a Russian agent securing our borders, building up our military, turning our coal back on that actually decimates the Russian gas exports. I mean, really, if you look at what Trump's doing, he's dominating.
He's doing, I love how you said that. He's doing exactly what he said. There's no president, I think, that's come in the last, I know in the last 8 years for sure, but the last, 12, 16 years.
Reagan was great, but he didn't deliver it took him 3 years to deliver a recovery. Trump's done it in 50 days.
Yes, it's been outstanding. And I have respect for that. Whether I agree with the policies or not, he's doing what he said he was going to do. And that's fantastic. As far as Nunes, I know Congressman Nunes. Congressman Nunes is actually a friend. Congressman Nunes has always said what he meant. He's always been honest with everything that he's had to do with myself and
everybody. He just comes off as very, a lot of courage, very honorable. He's the only guy to admit the truth when they all know the truth.
And so if he's saying it, I'll give it 99.9% that thing is going on. And as far as them doing it legally and then doing they're doing something illegally but pulling illegal things off of it, that's typical CIA at the moment. Pompeo needs to clean house there. They need to come in and see what was actually going on. There needs to be heads to roll at the agency because what they were doing, they were getting information about Trump. And it was, in my opinion, that's illegal. You don't do that. Whether it's with you're doing an illegal act, a legal action going to foreign powers, but you're masking an illegal action by doing that. Well, that's illegal, isn't it? Isn't it? Or does it? What? It's still illegal. So, my opinion is again, Pompeo needs to get in there and take care of the agency and find out what was going on and see if there is an actual basis to get somebody arrested, get some charges against somebody within the intelligence community. And Congressman Nunes, I think, will pursue that. I really do. He's a pit bull, and he will continue to pursue until he's run out of options. He did that with us as best he could when he was under Mike Rogers on the House Intel Subcommittee, and I thought he did a fantastic job.
No, he's the head of the committee.
Exactly, if that says anything about how honest this man is and his integrity. So I leave it in Congressman Nunes' hands. He's a subject matter expert when it comes to this, and I think he can continue to pursue it, and he will come to a good resolution if people within the Trump administration, Sessions and others, will back him. He has a good attorney general that can help him out, where in our case, we didn't have a good attorney general twice. We had Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch, of course, weren't going to back us at all. But I think he has the opportunity here to come in and set examples so it doesn't happen again.
Chris Paranto, known as Tonto, whoever's Bob, most people know who he is. There's a lot of secret wars that have gone on where some similar things happen, but one of the most famous, whether it was secret or public, firefights where you guys were completely over.
All right, again, that was the interview with Chris Tonto Paranto. You can.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.